Hello, it's the 29th of October 2019, and we have the Wheel of Fortune, the Nine of Swords, and the Knight of Wands. First world problems. Look at this human sitting up in bed in the middle of the night, face buried in his or her hands, and tortured by nightmares, regret, guilt, fear, and anxiety. Basically, none of these things exist outside of his or her own mind, as the mental suit of swords, Libra, Aquarius, Gemini would suggest. So pick one or any or all of the above if this human is you. At night, the bats emerge from the belfry, as it were. Now, look at the beautiful, comfy-looking bed this human is attempting to sleep in. In most old-time decks, the bed is luxurious and beautiful. Embroidered quilts, carved wooden details, soft-looking pillows. There is generally a solid, well-built stone wall of the dwelling in which our worried soul is trying to sleep, hung with nine long, sharp swords that appear to be hanging over his head, which would keep anyone awake, I imagine. But I'd suggest getting out of bed and simply taking them down. How fortunate you have so many swords to worry about. There. Is this human being kept up at night over a missed opportunity? Swords or words? Was it something you said? Why not just make a call and apologize? Not now, in the morning. The plan of action has been decided. Now go back to bed. There. In the past, as the card went upright as it is today, of good luck and good fortune, the great Wheel of Fortune, number 10 of the major arcana. 1 + 0 = 1. You were born lucky, my friend, although you may not see it that way. Are you the sort that when things are going well, great even, you still find something to worry about? I know the type. Insert eye roll emoji. This can't possibly last. It's too good to be true. Maybe not, but you keep worrying about shit that hasn't happened yet. You'll create that energy around you and bring it on. Here comes Action Man himself or herself, the Knight of Wands or Fire, related to the Wheel of Fortune with happy-go-lucky Sagittarius in his or her DNA, as well as feisty Aries and brave Leo. This knight rides a fast horse or drives a fast car, but one thing is for sure, they don't wait for the wheel to turn or even for the sun to come up for that matter. The Knight of Wands is not one who stays in one place for long. He or she is always on the move. This is the energy called for in this picture, and luckily here it comes. A knight's job is to help, after all, but this knight could also be you, the message being that any action is better than none, because you must. This looks like travel or even travel anxiety. You may be afraid of keeping up somehow, but it looks like the wind is at your back, as they say. This is an invitation or offer that may require an immediate answer, reply, or RSVP, and should you accept, it'll get you out of your head. Most people are excited to travel. It's good for the soul. Besides, you may meet someone fun and exciting. Before smartphones and iPads, back in the day when they would put an ice bucket of beer under your seat and leave you alone, just about every flight was a life-changing encounter or conversation, a permanent impression, even though you would most likely never see that person again. This could even be survivor's guilt. Why am I still here and he, she, or they aren't? Let that go. You may need help with it all, but you're the one who has to ask. Worried about whatever it was you said or did, or whatever it is you may have to do or may have to say, or what you should say or what you should do? Nobody else is.